Hello, I'm Andrew Tuck and you're listening to Tall Stories on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Urbanist, the show all about the cities we live in. In just a few minutes each week, we talk about one building, one statue, or one park bench that reveals something special about our cities. For Tall Story number 26, we head to Italy. Just a short walk from Florence's historical centre, you'll find Le Murate, a structure that hosts a cultural centre, a housing complex, and shops. But this building hasn't always been part of the city's bustling life, as Monocle's Carlotta Rubella explains.
I must confess that the first time I visited Le Murate, it wasn't with the building or even its history in mind. At the time, I was an exchange student living in Florence, and this was the new hip place that had just opened two blocks away from my front door in Via Ghibellina. It had a great bar with live music, ideal for aperitivo, and some art exhibitions too. But most importantly, it was unknown to the masses of tourists that flocked to the city centre every single day. Shortly after arriving to Le Murate, it sinks in that maybe this place has more to tell than what meets the eye. A series of tiny rectangular windows are spread across all the walls. Metal stairs and corridors lead to the upper floors, and in almost every single corner there are massive doors with huge padlocks. I know, this shouldn't come as a surprise. Pretty much everywhere you look in Florence has a story to tell. But this one is definitely worth sharing. Le Murate started its life in 1424 as the home of the Benedictine sisters of Santa Caterina. This was a particular order of nuns that chose to be cloistered from society, giving them the nickname Le Murate, or in English, the Walled Up. The sisters lived there for nearly 300 years, up until when Tuscany was annexed by France in the 19th century, and the sisters were forced out of the convent. A few years later, after the fall of Napoleon, the building was refitted to serve as a jail for male prisoners. During Italy's fight for independence, it was a home of political prisoners and thinkers. And later, during World War II, it was once again the place where dissidents captured by the fascists were sent to. In fact, for most of its life, Le Murate served as a prison, as the place for people who were in fact walled up. But one of its most notorious stories is actually quite recent. In 1966, the River Arno burst its banks and spilled over, sweeping away everything in its way. It led to a trail of destruction that was unprecedented. More than 100 people died, and the water destroyed millions of art pieces and rare books. In Le Murate, panic settled in, as guards were forced to release the prisoners over fears they would drown in their own cells. They ran, with many seeking refuge in rooftops or in a neighboring house in Via Ghibellina. And what's surprising is how after it was all over, almost every single one of them surrendered back to the authorities. In fact, there's only record of three prisoners who never came back to Le Murate's walls. The prison eventually shut down permanently after a series of riots in the late 1970s. It sat empty for over a decade, until the renowned Italian architect Renzo Piano decided to pick it up as a project in 1998 on behalf of UNESCO. One of the main challenges was how to respect the historical and architectural value of this precious complex. Many describe it as one of Florence's major architectural success stories of the past 20 years. Today, it is a highly innovative mixed-function complex, which includes a cultural hub, housing, shops, restaurants, cafes, and even the European headquarters of the Robert F. Kennedy Center for Justice and Human Rights. It is what we'd call a hipster hub, no doubt. And perhaps that's not a bad thing, as it brought back life to a part of Florence that was usually walled up from the rest of the city.
You've been listening to Tall Stories, a Monocle 24 production. Thanks to Carlotta Rabello for today's episode. Remember to tune in every Thursday for the full 30-minute edition of The Urbanist. I'm Andrew Tuck. Goodbye, and thank you for listening, city lovers.